559, vacate a portion of Southeast Grant Street west of Southeast Water Avenue, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Commissioner Saltzman.
I'll turn it over to our staff person for updates or briefing what we need to know.
Good morning.
Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Mayor and Commissioners. This is a street vacation initiated by the Oregon Museum of Science and Industry, known as OMSI, which owns the adjacent property. And I believe we may have a map available, if Sue can help me with our PowerPoint.
While Sue's working on that, kids, where are you from?
We're from Jason Lee.
Also from Jason Lee. That's correct. Welcome. Are you enjoying your tour? All right. Well, welcome to Portland City Council. Good morning.
Thanks to all the teachers and parent chaperones above and beyond the call of Jesus.
Definitely.
All right. Well, I can continue with a few comments. So the vacation was initiated to consolidate property, since OMSI owns the property adjacent to this little stub of Grant Street. On the map, you can see the yellow highlight is the little piece of Grant Street that is left over from previous replattings and street vacations. And you can see OMSI to the west there, and the new Water Avenue. And this is the Tillicum Crossing landing with the MAC station. And then this is the streetcar platform coming down this way. And so OMSI owns this parcel of land, and so the vacating that street, to our knowledge and OMSI's understanding, that piece of land will attach to OMSI's land. PBOT requested the usual comments from city bureaus and other agencies. We didn't receive any objections. OMSI did receive a letter of support from the Hosford Abernethy Neighborhood District last year. The Planning Sustainability Commission reviewed and recommended approval of the proposal in February of this year. The Bureau of Environmental Services did request a sewer tunnel easement over the property. This is a close-up, and then the tunnel easement is over part of the vacation area, because the east side big pipe runs north-south through this area, and so BES requires that easement to protect their pipe. The tunnel in this location is 100 feet deep, but still BES wanted the easement over the surface. The tunnel easement has already been negotiated and signed by OMSI and BES, and so it's basically ready to go if the vacation is approved. I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Colleagues?
I'm just curious, if OMSI intends to develop that property, what is the effect of the BES easement? Does it limit what they can build on top of that portion, or does it just require that the easement be recorded?
The easement will be recorded, and honestly, I do not know. Normal BES easements restrict construction on top, and since this is so deep, I believe they may allow some surface use of the area.
I mean, my recollection, and Commissioner Saltzman is probably more of an authority on this, but the Bureau, I think, has attempted to preserve access to the big pipe. Like, if there's some failure or some problem, sometimes they've got to get access from ground level. Then there's the issue about is the ground stable? You've said it's 100 feet down, so that doesn't seem to be an issue. This sounds more like form over substance, acknowledging that there's something underneath but not necessarily impacting the development.
Right. I mean, I think OMSI reserves the right to use the property, but BES would need to be known, because depending upon what was constructed there, obviously if somebody was going to build, a 400-foot tower there, that might impact the tunnel more than a one-level building. And so I think BES will at least need notice about what would be constructed and,
consult. Presumably they could modify the easement if they concluded that the development did not adversely impact the big pipe.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good. Any further commentary? Any public testimony on this item, Sue?
No, excuse me, no one signed up.
Very good. This is a first reading of a non-emergency ordinance. It moves to second reading.
Thank you.
Next item, 560.